Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani's decision to boycott the Afghanistan conference in Bonn, Germany, comes despite an appeal by Afghan President Hamid Karzai to reconsider. Because certain Afghan militant groups have ties to Pakistan's security forces, Pakistan's engagement is considered crucial to any future Afghan stability effort. U.S.-led NATO combat forces are scheduled to depart in 2014, meaning the window of time to negotiate a secure peace framework is rapidly shrinking. For many Pakistanis, the deaths of 24 soldiers killed in a friendly fire incident involving NATO warplanes and helicopter gunships are painful. And popular anger is mounting, with many Pakistanis calling on their government to sever its longtime alliance with the United States, despite billions of dollars in U.S. aid each year.
If you are hitting your own friends, what would you expect from your enemies, like Taliban? We are your allies. You should not strike us back.
Everybody in Pakistan is against it, and everybody, even in the tribal area especially, people are very unhappy, and they are going against the Americans, against Pakistan government, if proper action is not taken.
Besides boycotting the Afghanistan conference, Pakistan has also shut down two overland supply routes that NATO uses to provide non-lethal supplies to its forces in Afghanistan. And it is seeking to disrupt the use of American drone aircraft in the Afghan war by ordering the U.S. to vacate an airbase in Pakistan. Drone attacks and civilian collateral damage are frequent irritants to the Pakistani government and citizens. Simbal Khan, a researcher at Islamabad's Institute of Strategic Studies, says the Pakistani government had no choice but to take a firm stand toward the U.S. and NATO.
What we are going to see is probably a change in the reaction as we move forward in dealing with this event. I think the future reactions and what you're going to see coming from the Pakistani government and from the people in the next 2-3 days is going to be dependent on the response from the U.S. and from NATO.
Khan also says that NATO needs to better define the rules of engagement along the Pakistani border.
We want to kind of move forward in our relationships with the U.S. or our international partners, providing certain safeguards are put in place which prevent certain incidents from occurring in the future.
The United States is leading an investigation into how and why the NATO aircraft fired on the two Pakistani military outposts. A report of the investigation's findings is expected to be complete by the end of December. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Islamabad.